Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast today for our Sunday worship service. I give God all the praise and all the glory. I give him honor on today. I bless his holy name. We're going to get ready for our doxology. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted today, and I bring you greetings in the powerful and awesome name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on today. I'm so delighted that you have chosen to worship with us today in our weekly Sunday worship service. And I just want to extend a warm, warm welcome to you on today. Anybody that's new here on our radio broadcast on today to worship with us, I just give God reverence today, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for you all today. We're going to get ready to have our devotion part of the service today. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. A scripture, a song, and a prayer. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 66. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. He turned the sea into dry land. They went through the flood on foot. There did we rejoice in him. He ruleth by his power forever. His eyes behold the nations. Let not the rebellious exalt themselves. O bless our God, ye people, and make the voice of his praise to be heard. I have just read you from Psalm 66, from the first verse down to the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. We're going to have a song. Let me see.
Oh,
Come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing today, repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we come just giving you praise and glory this day, God. We come magnifying your holy name, Father. We just come lifting our hands and our arms, our mind, our heart up to you, God. We just give you praise today. We glorify your name. We just thank you on this day, God. And I ask you today, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to look down and have mercy today on every and each and every one of us on today. I ask you to cover us in the blood of Jesus and encamp your angels all around about us to protect us and bless us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then I ask you today, God, to bless this worship service, God. I ask you to send your anointing today and let your power fall today, God. I ask you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, to let your power fall on us today. I ask you right now to bind the strong man from our lives. I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, bind up every witch, every wizard, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Lord, I ask you right now, every witch be bound right now. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go from this radio broadcast and from our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need a miracle today, God. We need a miracle today, Lord. And we need a miracle, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we need your miracle on today. We need healing today, God. And in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this worship service. Send your anointing, God, and let the power of the Lord fall today. Let your power fall today, God. In the name of Jesus, let your power fall today in the name of Jesus. Father, I just thank you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. I just thank and praise God today. I give God glory today. I magnify his name today. I'm so grateful today. I'm just so grateful today. I'm grateful today. I give the Lord praise. I give him glory. I magnify his name. I know I sound like I'm saying repeatedly, saying stuff over and over, but my spirit man got that praise. Y'all know I keep a praise down on the inside of me, and it just keep going over and over and over and over. And I just thank God today. I thank God today. I thank him today for truth. I thank God that he give me an opportunity just to say something for him. I thank God. I mean, what more can I ask for? I get a chance to praise God. I get a chance to praise the Creator. I just get a chance to praise the Father. I just thank God on today. Somebody couldn't praise him today. Somebody can't say a word. Somebody don't have the opportunity to praise him. I thank God, and I don't take that for granted. I don't take it for granted. God has been so good to me, and he's so worthy to be praised. I just give him praise on today, and I magnify his name on today. This is just a testimony part of the service on today. I just thank and praise God for all that he do. I mean, I can't let a testimony part of the service go by. I don't care if I was in somebody else's service. I would have to get up, or I would have to say something, because I'm telling you, God has been so good to me. I'm telling you, I don't want to miss not one opportunity to give him praise, because he's just that good. He's better than good to me. He's better than good, and I thank him today. I give God praise, and I give him glory on today, and I magnify his name. We serve a great King, a great God, above every God, and I just thank him on today. All the things that he give us, and we first of all give us life, then he turn around and give us new mercy. God give us new mercy every day of our lives. I thank him on today. He give us new mercy. That goes a long way. That goes a long way. And I thank God that I can just look up and say, have mercy, God. Have mercy today. Of course, he give us new mercy. So it's right there. And I thank God for it on today. Just to have the activities of my limbs. I can be able to think on my own. Know how to cook on my own. Know how to clean myself up on my own. Don't need nobody to do these things for me. It's a privilege and an honor. It's a privilege and an honor to be able to do things that we think, oh, I can get up in the morning. I can go to the bathroom. Don't take that stuff for granted. I don't take it for granted. So I just give God all the praise today, and I thank him. I thank God for my husband, my children, my family. I thank him how he take care of us. I thank God today and how he blessed the ministries and how he's giving more knowledge and stuff toward the ministry. I give God praise today. I just thank him today. So this is testimony part of the service. If you have a testimony, this is your time right now. Well, we're going to have a song, and we're going to get right into the word, or however God want to lead.
Yeah. trust in more. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust in
to move me from myself, God. Father, let me decrease that the Holy Spirit may increase and minister to us on today, God. Lord, let your anointing fall right now, God. Let your spirit fall on me today, God. Use me like you want to use me, God. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. We're going to get ready to go into our word, the word of God on today, and I don't even know where to go because he didn't give me a scripture, but I'm just going to go the way he leads me to go. We're going to talk about, today I'm going to talk about good intentions, or what's your intention? I'll say that. What is your intention? Sometimes we have good intentions. I'll put it like that. Sometimes we have good intentions, and we have to go with that. We have to go with that. A lot of times we have to think about what our intentions are. What are our intentions? What are your intentions? What are our intentions? What are we going to do? What are we going to say? How are we going to do this thing? We need to know what our intentions are. We need to know what our intentions are now. It's a lot of times. It's so many times I've said I have good intentions, or I feel in my heart that I have good intentions. But intention, it could be good or bad, will lead you straight to hell. Good or bad intention. This all I'm saying, good intention, procrastination. Well, I was intending to do this. Or, you know, I meant to do that. But you have to think about this thing. Good intentions will get you in trouble with God. That's what good intentions will do. It'll get you in trouble with God. It's a road to hell. And it's paved with good intentions. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying or not, but like I say, good intentions or bad intentions is not good. The Bible says that faith doesn't change your lifestyle. Is not true faith at all. Having good intentions, that's just procrastination. We always say, I'm going to do this later, or I'm going to do this after a while, or I should have did this. Good intentions are not good at all, because it's like procrastination. And we need to know today what our intentions are. What are we going to do? What we should be doing, we're not doing. And God used to accept excuses, used to wink at man's ignorance, but he's not doing that anymore. He wants us to do the right thing. He wants us to have more than good intentions. He wants us to do this thing. He don't want us to put it off. He wants us to do what we have to do. Because, you know, we think about it, but see, God is not fooled. He's not mocked. You see what I'm saying? We have to put in our hearts and our minds what we're going to do. And we have to do it. We have to repent for our sins and trust God and do what we need to do. Sometimes we just feel like, well, I'm just going to wait. I ain't going to do this. I'm going to do that. He been and told us to do something. And we don't do it. And when you have good intentions, it leads to bad decisions. It leads to bad decisions because a lot of times we do stuff and we don't count up the cost. You know, we can, for instance, we can say we're going to build a house, but we haven't counted the cost up yet of the house, of the material, but we just jump out there and do what we think we're doing, good intentions. And we end up with nothing but a foundation. We don't even get that far because we didn't count the cost of it. Luke 14 and 28, let me get it right quick. I don't have a subject really, and I don't have a scripture, but he just started talking to me this morning about good intentions. You know, we always say, you know, we want this, we want that, or we trying to do this and we trying to do that. And we study making excuses up for ourselves. I'm telling you, you got to count the cost up before you do anything, but you got to step out on faith. You got to move by the faith of God. Let me see, 28. It says, for which of you intended to build a tower, sit it not down first and counteth the cost, whether he have sufficient to finish it. Least happily after he have laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all that behold it began to mock him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. It's just this, what I'm saying is right here in the word of God. And I want you to know, when you start doing for the Lord, I ain't talking about other stuff, but I'm talking about for the Lord. And he done told you to do something, and you're not doing it, you got to have faith to believe, first of all, that you can do what he told you to do, because he called you to do it. Then you got to count the cost up, make sure you got everything you're going to do. And then you got to do it. You can't keep putting off stuff because you procrastinating, and you got good intentions. My intentions was good. But intentions is disobedience if you don't do it. You disobeying God when you don't do it. So the thing is, I want to know what your intentions are. God wants to know. He already know, but I'm saying, I'm just trying to get somebody to look at this thing. What are my intentions? Even if I have good intentions, it's not good at all. It'll lead you straight to hell. It's procrastination. You can't do this because, believe me, good intentions sometimes make bad decisions, have wrong motives. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You can keep going and going when you have good intentions. Well, I intended to do this. I done said it so many times. So many times. I said this thing. I intended to do this. I meant to do that. I was going to do this. And I'm talking about me first because of my ministry and all the things God then told me to do. I don't know about nobody else. But this sermon goes to me first, and I hope nobody's taking it personal because I got to preach what God told me to, but it's to me first because I got so many other little ministries going on that I know I got to do, and I got good intentions. But good intentions will send me right to hell if I don't do them. Good intentions will send you to hell. If you don't do what obey God, if you don't do what God tells, is calling you to do. We can't keep on procrastinating around here. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2 says, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. The Lord hath made all things for himself, yea, even the wicked for the day of evil. Everyone that is proud in his heart is abomination to the Lord, is an abomination unto the Lord. Though the hand joined in hand, he should not be unpunished. I'm talking about counting the cost, and I'm talking about us looking at ourselves. People may be pure in their own eyes. I may think I'm this and that in my own eyes. But God looks at our heart. He looks at every motive. And sometimes we can have the wrong motive sometimes. What is my intention? Whether they good or bad. What is my intention? What am I intending to do? Am I intended to do what God called me to do? We got to do this thing. We can't keep making excuses. We can't keep putting up stuff that's falling down. We got to count the cost up of whatever it is. Good intention. Wrong motive. looking at ourselves like, oh, I'm pure in my own eyes, in my motives are pure. No, you better do what God called you to do. God is not accepting any excuses. Do it. He say, do it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We got to do it. I know I'm finna do it because these are the words he spoke to me as I was coming out the bedroom. What are your intentions? I'm walking around all morning. What you want me to say? What you want me to talk about? What do you want me to say to the people? He said, what's your intentions? What is your intention? What are your intentions? And I'm like, my intentions? I intend to do it, but you're not doing it. What are your intentions? Are you going to do it or not? Are you going to count the cost up or not? Are you going to do what I called you to do or not? What are your intentions? Good intentions or bad intentions going to lead you straight to hell in a handbasket. You can't keep putting up saying, I'm going to do this. And it's been 5 years and I need to do this. And it's been 10 years and I started doing this. No. No. God looking at your heart, looking at my heart, he know your intent. He know what you do. He know what's in your mind, in your heart to do. This is God I'm talking about, the creator of the world. He intended for us, when he created Adam and Eve, to live a long, 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 long time. But man started being evil and continually corrupt. So he destroyed. But his intentions was for us to live and not die. This is the creator. So good intentions don't mean nothing if you don't do it. Good intentions, oh yeah, we all got them. We all have good thoughts. We all have good things we want to do. But are you going to do them? I ain't talking about me for me, or I ain't talking about for your mama or your daddy. I'm talking about for God, for the creator, for the man that made you, that created you, that blew breath in your body. He gave you a ministry. He called you out. He gave you a calling on your life. Before you was formed in your mother's womb, he called you and ordained you. But you still got good intent. Oh, I'm intending to do this. And God ain't wait. Let me tell you something. It's too many people dying today, yesterday, the day before. Time ain't waiting on no man. Time belongs to God. He made time. He can stop it and he can store it. Good intention. Good intention. Proverbs chapter 21 verse 2 says, I'm not even there yet. Everywhere a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord punishes the heart. To do justice and judgment is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice. A high look and a proud heart and a plowing up is and the plowing of the wicked is sin. We got to do what God say do. I'm just telling you. I'm telling you now. We can't sit around and have these things what we going to do and we don't move. We can't keep sitting around saying, well, I was going to do it, and he been to send somebody else to do it. That's why when he tell me to pray or whatever it is, I don't care if I'm an apostle. That's just a word, a title. But I'm a prayer warrior. I was that first. And every chance I get, even when I don't feel like praying, I'm going to pray. I don't care what they think. I ain't trying to make nobody see me. I ain't trying to look good to nobody. That's why I wear that same red thing every time, because I don't want people looking at me and at my clothes, at my earrings, what I wear, all this stuff. You better see Jesus. Don't look at me. Hear the prayer. Don't look at me, because I got good intentions and I'm going to do what the Lord says. It's one thing to have good intentions and do it, but it's another thing to have good or bad intentions and don't do nothing. We got to get up and move. We got to get up and work for the Lord. We can't keep sitting around here, oh, I intended to do this, and I intended to do that. No. It don't work like that. It don't work like that. He is not going to accept it like that. He know the motives of our heart, and sometimes we have wrong motives. We got to do this thing. Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that do the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in the day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonder works. But you got good intentions and you ain't studying God. You got good intentions and you ain't doing nothing he said do. How you gonna have the good intentions and procrastinate? I should have did it, but I didn't. Let me tell you something. We gotta move. That's why I came all the way 900 miles to baptize. Because God said, do you think I did that on my own? I didn't. And I don't care if it wasn't but a cup full of water. I still did it. And I'm grateful to do it. I'm thankful to do it. And we'll do it again at the drop of a hat. Let somebody tell me that one person wants to be baptized. I'll get on me a train so quick and get there. So quick and get there. Because God said, if it's just one, you leave the 99 and you go after the one. Not good intentions, then do it. See, it's the time now. People ain't looking. They ain't looking at these times and what's going on. They not looking at what's happening. It's the end times and people taking it like it ain't nothing. I read and studied, and the Lord said it's a great falling away, and people don't even know it yet. People falling away from churches, and they falling away from the word of God. They ain't trying to keep what God say do. They talking about everything else but what God say do, because they got good intentions. We talking about coronavirus, and we talking about all the news on the TV and radio. God ain't worried about that. He said, you in this world, but you not of the world. And I don't want to hear about no what you intended to do. You do what I tell you to do, and you do it. Because if you start, I'm going to finish it. All you got to do is start it. He said, I'm going to make a way for you. I'm going to open the door for you. I'm going to do it. But you got to start doing it. You can't keep saying, you know what? I'm intended to do this. And I'm intended. No, no, no. If you don't have but one person, do it. I've been on this prayer line for many years. And sometimes it was months, six, I know, with nobody on the line but me on the conference line. And I'm glad it was free because I didn't have money to pay it. But I didn't stop. They were saying, girl, you still on that prayer line? Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am. I ain't going to stop till God put me off of it. And when he closed that door, he opened a better. I know it was angels on the line because I could hear them. But we ain't into all of that. We got other kind of intentions. We got to get our life together. I'm telling y'all, I'm pleading with you. If God told you to do it, do it. Don't intend to do nothing. Just do it. Excuses won't be acceptable when you're standing before the judgment seat. He gonna say, I told you to do this, but you didn't have time, but you had good intentions. But I told you to do that, and you didn't do it. But what about what I did? If I had had good intentions, if I had procrastinated and did not send Jesus to die for your sins, where would you be at today? But I did not procrastinate. I took my only begotten son and I wrapped him in human blood and I allowed him to get beaten and whooped him and tortured for your sins. For all of your hang-ups. I sent my son, who didn't know sin, to die for your sin. Good intention. I didn't procrastinate on y'all. You can't procrastinate on me. It's a street, a highway to hell when you procrastinate, when you have good intention. God said, no, I'm not accepting that. Do it. Do it. I don't care if people say, I don't care what they say about me. I don't care that girl been on that conference line for 20 years. I'm going to keep getting on here because my desire is to please God. My desire, my hope is to please him. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. My Lord, my Redeemer, I just thank him today. He didn't have to send Jesus, but he did. He didn't say, I got good intentions to die for them. He didn't say that. But we got to get out of the habit of doing that. If it's in your heart, you know you didn't put it there. God did. If it's in your spirit, you know you didn't put it there. God did. You can't keep on doing it. You got to do what God tells you to do. You got to get on up and try it. Get on out there. Move by his spirit. No more excuses. No more good intentions. Do it today. Do it. I thank God today. I thank him today that I'm not a procrastinator. Oh, I done had it. I done did it. I done it. I should have been doing more. I'm not doing enough. But I'm finna store. I'm finna make this by the grace of God and with the help of God and move this ministry forward. Don't need nobody but God. That's all I need. I need God. And he'll bring the peace. And he'll do what, when he see you crying, you ain't got to worry about it. You ain't got to worry about it. But you got to be right in God's eyesight. You can't be doing this and doing that. God know you. He see what you're doing. You don't think God see what you're doing? God see you. And he know he don't care what your heart, your motives is. Most of the time, they wrong most. But you got to be clean. You got to be in the Lord's will. You can't sit around and one feet in and one feet out, hot on this side and cold on this side, one foot in and one foot out. God say, I'll spew you out of my mouth. You can't, God ain't accepting it. You can't be lukewarm and work for God under good intentions, under no kind of way. You better get it right. People leaving here every day. They leaving here every day. Here today, gone today. It used to be here today, gone tomorrow. It's here today, gone today. And you don't even have to be sick. Don't none have to be wrong with you. God will snatch your breath out of it because you're playing with it. I'm telling you now. This is the message today. Good intention will lead you straight to hell. We don't know God. We don't think like God. His ways are not like our ways. His thoughts are not like our thoughts. We got to live a holy life. He wants us holy. It's nothing. It's either holiness or hell. Ain't no in between. You can't live no other way. Get back on the right track. It's holiness or hell. I'm telling you now. But I'm so grateful today that the Father didn't procrastinate when he sent Jesus to the cross to die for our sins. I'm so grateful today that he didn't just have good intentions. I'm so grateful. What if he had a procrastinator? We would be in a burning hell. But he didn't. And I thank and praise God on today. I thank God today. I thank God today. This ain't no rosy message. This is the message that God gave me to give to you and to me first. We got to change. We got to change. We don't have a lot of time. We got to change. We got to move by the Spirit of the Lord, and we got to do what he told us to do. We got to move. We got to be doing what God told us to do. We can't be sitting up here talking this and talking that. God trying to show us something. And the end times are already here. The end times. If you ain't seen the signs yet, something wrong with your eyes. Something wrong with you. So this is the message that he gave me. I can't preach nothing else if he don't give it to me. I can't say nothing if he don't give it to me. I don't know nothing else to say. I wouldn't have probably never thought of this good intention or what you intended, what's your intention. That's what he gave me. What's your intention? What you going to do? When you going to do it? I'm waiting. He waiting on us. We got to move. And let me tell you something. You can't just keep putting it off. We can't do it. We can't do it. This is the word of God for the people of God. That's all I got. That's all I got. And I thank God for using me to say this because I know it's from God. I know it's from God. So I thank God on today for this word. I thank him for this word because I'm finna get moving. I don't know about nobody else. But this ministry finna take off. Those are my intentions. This is what I want to do. I'm going to show the Lord. If I make one step, he going to make 20. So I'm finna move it. By the grace of God, I'm finna do it. Let him open every door because I can't open nothing. And watch what happens. Watch what happens. He going to sponsor everything. And I thank him today. So God bless you all. I thank God for you all listening today. I'm a pray, and we're gonna get off of here. And I also want to let you know on Wednesday, maybe about 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock my time, we're gonna have just a meeting. We're gonna meet because it's some things we need to talk about the ministry, about just any ministry that you think you might want to do, because I'm telling you something, I'm finna get, God gonna bless me to get these grants, and it's gonna take off. I'm letting y'all know that now. I got faith, and I know it's gonna happen. I trust and believe God. So, yeah, we're gonna have a meeting. We're gonna have a meeting on Wednesday, 6 o'clock your time, 7 o'clock. It won't be about 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You could be driving in your car and listen to what I'm saying. You know, it ain't all that. But, you know, it's important because I'm finna get some grants, and we finna do something. So God bless you all. Let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you now to forgive us for every sin, God. Father, I ask you today to look down on us. Look down on the people of God on today. Father, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. I pray for every member of the End Time Men and Women of War, the Life Support Outreach Church, and the Prayer Room Ministry. I pray for people all over this earth, God. I ask you to cover them in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them. Father, you know we need you, Father. We have good intentions, Lord, but we want to do what you say do, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we trying to get it right, God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, you know we need your leading and your guiding, God. And in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to right now, God, whatever's on their mind, whatever they thought of us right now, I ask you to bless them right now, God. You know who needing. You know whatever it is, God, I ask you to bless them right now. I ask you to be in every situation, in every circumstance, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I just thank you for the children, the grandchildren, and the great-grand. And I ask you to keep them covered under the shed blood of Jesus and encamp angels all around about them to protect them right now, God. Then I ask you to bless our husbands and our wives, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and keep them covered under the shed blood in the name of Jesus. And Father, I ask you to work a work in us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, the work that you have for us to do, God. I ask you to move it, God, and let it yearn down in our hearts, in our bellies, God, that we want to do them, and we want to do it right now, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to bless right now, God, and bless those, Lord, that's sleeping outdoors and eating out of trash cans, sleeping in cars, and on park benches under the bridge. Lord, bless them today, God, the ones that other people forget about, in the name of Jesus. I pray for them too, those in the hospitals, behind prison walls, in ICU, in neonatal intensive care unit. Bless them and cover them, Lord, heal them and deliver them. Those that need deliverance, God, deliver them today, God. Those that sick and shut in, can't get out, can't say a word, God. I ask you to touch right now. Speak a word over them, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we need you today, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to let the words of our heart and the meditation of our mouth be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, we just want to please you today, in the name of Jesus. Everything we do, God, and everything we say, we want to please you, Lord. And we just want to please you, Lord. And we want to be in your will, God. And we don't want to be out of your will, Lord. And we want to please you and stay in your will. We're trying to do what you called us to do, God. I ask you right now, we repent right now. If we have not done it, God, we repent right now, God, for having good intentions and not doing what you say, or disobeying you, God. We repent right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We need you, God. Don't let that be something that stops the blessings on our lives, because we have good intentions and not moving in that, God. Forgive us today. Forgive us, Lord. We ask you right now, and we thank you. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. I love you. Remember about the good intentions. Just remember, good intentions is just a street to hell. Good intentions, because God ain't accepting his people. God bless you. No, y'all know I love y'all. I love you. Y'all have a good rest of the day. If you need to call me, call me. God bless you. I love you. Amen.
Amen. Powerful word, Apostle.
Mm-hmm. Amen. God bless you. God bless you all. And I- God bless you. I love you, baby. See you.